The logistics industry stands at the precipice of its most significant transformation since the invention of containerization. When Malcolm McLean, a trucking entrepreneur with no shipping experience, loaded 58 aluminum containers onto a converted World War II tanker in 1956, few realized this moment would revolutionize global trade. Today, a similar revolution is unfolding through the Fourth Industrial Revolution's convergence of digital and physical technologies. Amazon, once a simple online bookseller, now operates hundreds of fulfillment centers, a fleet of aircraft, and sophisticated last-mile delivery networks that have redefined customer expectations worldwide. This transformation isn't happening in isolation. It's part of a broader shift that's captured the attention of world leaders, with the World Economic Forum declaring logistics innovation essential to addressing climate change, urban congestion, and economic inclusion. As companies like Flexport attract billions in venture capital and traditional carriers scramble to digitize operations, the industry's transformation has accelerated beyond what anyone imagined possible just a decade ago. The Fourth Industrial Revolution, 4IR, represents a fundamental shift in how economies operate, blending technological, societal, and business disruptions. Unlike previous industrial revolutions centered on mechanical power or mass production, 4IR is characterized by the fusion of digital and physical technologies, creating unprecedented opportunities and challenges for supply chains. At its core, 4IR encompasses five key themes transforming logistics. First, information services put data at the heart of operations through control towers and analytics that optimize routes and predict maintenance needs, representing an $810 billion opportunity. Second, digitally enhanced logistics platforms are simplifying cross-border trade, potentially benefiting platforms by $120 billion and logistics companies by $50 billion annually. Third, delivery capabilities are evolving through autonomous vehicles and drones, though driver removal remains distant due to regulatory and labor concerns. Fourth, circular economy principles are reducing environmental footprints through lower emissions and waste. Finally, the shared economy is increasing asset utilization through crowd shipping and collaborative models, though traditional companies could lose $310 billion in profits to these platforms. Innovation in logistics takes multiple forms: product/service innovation through R&D, process innovation changing production methods, transactional innovation creating new sales approaches, relationship innovation developing customer connections, and business model innovation transforming operations. These categories frequently overlap, as exemplified by Amazon's success across all dimensions. The most transformative innovations occur where physical technologies, alternative propulsion, drones, 3D printing, robotics, converge with digital innovations, AI, digital marketplaces, blockchain. This convergence enables previously impossible capabilities: autonomous vehicles interpreting sensor data, automated warehouses synchronizing hundreds of robots, or IoT enabling predictive maintenance. Perhaps the most ambitious convergence is the physical internet, a comprehensive vision where logistics networks function as efficiently as digital networks through a hyper-connected global system. This would transform distribution structures by requiring logistics companies to open networks to competitors, with goods moving between regional hubs rather than being stored centrally. While targeting 2050 for full implementation, the concept faces significant challenges in proving the financial case and overcoming cultural resistance to sharing competitive advantages. True innovation in logistics doesn't just improve existing processes, it fundamentally transforms how supply chains operate by addressing industry inefficiencies. These inefficiencies, or waste in lean thinking terminology, include overproduction from inaccurate forecasting, time/inventory inefficiencies tying up capital, productivity challenges in warehouses, imperfect market knowledge preventing shippers from accessing competitive transport options, and space mismanagement in vehicles and warehouses. Different logistics segments face unique inefficiencies. Air cargo struggles with data rekeying in paper documentation, which digitization and blockchain can solve. Warehousing battles demand fluctuations and labor shortages, addressable through automation and augmented reality. Road freight suffers from capacity underutilization and congestion, which digital marketplaces and autonomous vehicles could improve. However, quantifying addressable waste is challenging. While statistics show 26% of vehicles run empty and average loading is only 60%, the actual addressable market is much smaller due to volumetric constraints, geographical imbalances, tight delivery schedules, and vehicle compatibility issues. This explains why digital freight exchanges haven't been as successful as anticipated. They're chasing a market significantly smaller than raw utilization statistics suggest. Disruption in logistics follows the 4Ds framework. Digitization transforms paper documents into accessible data. Disruption occurs when platforms match supply and demand more efficiently. Demonetization threatens established companies when shippers access owner-drivers with lower overheads. And democratization potentially allows millions of individuals to participate in logistics services. True disruption transforms entire systems rather than incrementally improving existing processes. Just as containerization didn't improve existing ports but created an entirely new network of megaports, today's innovations disrupt at multiple levels. Process improvements, like AR glasses enhancing picking efficiency, process disruption, autonomous robots eliminating human pickers, operating model disruption, cross-docking eliminating storage, and ultimately sector disruption, shifting from labor-intensive to asset-intensive operations. The distinction between process innovators and market disruptors is crucial. Process innovators like Freightos develop products that improve logistics efficiency without threatening incumbents. In contrast, true disruptors like Flexport capture market share directly from established players through technology-driven propositions. Amazon exemplifies the ultimate disruptor, transforming retail, cloud computing, fulfillment, and last-mile delivery with potential impacts on air cargo and freight forwarding still unfolding. Even promising startups fail when they misunderstand market dynamics. Polliter, founded by Skype creator Mart Kelder, aimed to transform European road freight but shut down after 18 months despite compelling technology. The company underestimated critical challenges: companies' unwillingness to extract data from existing systems, IT departments focused on maintenance rather than innovation, complexity of data sharing, limited truck capacity availability, and carriers' unwillingness to reroute even short distances due to existing customer commitments. The containerization of shipping represents the most transformative innovation in supply chain history, dramatically reducing transport costs and enabling global trade. Before containerization, shipping suffered from massively inefficient handling processes involving multiple labor-intensive steps: unloading freight at ports, dock handling and storage, potential barge transfers, manual loading onto ships, and stowage. This process was slow, dangerous, and plagued by corruption and cargo crime worldwide. Despite awareness of these inefficiencies, the industry's siloed mentality resisted change, with most supply-side stakeholders benefiting from existing barriers. Shippers suffered most, but were too fragmented to exert pressure for reform. The breakthrough came when containerization pioneered total supply chain management, challenging each sector's independent operation to create efficiency across the entire supply chain. Containerization faced formidable opposition. Politicians and labor organizations feared job losses despite the inefficiencies of existing systems. Unions wielded significant influence and benefited from shipping line kickbacks while maintaining handling monopolies. In the UK, union boycotts of the new Tilbury container terminal caused London to lose its position as a leading global port, while non-unionized Felixstowe grew from obscurity to become one of the world's largest terminals. Regulatory barriers also impeded progress. post-war shipping and transport markets faced heavy regulation, particularly in the United States, where the Interstate Commerce Commission controlled freight market rates and routes, creating massive inefficiency by placing barriers to innovation. Today's regulatory climate, while less restrictive, still targets disruptors like Uber and Airbnb, with the logistics sector facing increasing scrutiny of gig economy employment practices. Technological challenges required extensive trial and error before successful designs emerged for containers, ships, trucks, rail wagons, cranes, and handling equipment. Many companies initially tried different approaches, shipboard versus dock-based cranes, optimal container sizes, and safe stacking limits. This historical uncertainty mirrors today's innovation landscape, where e-commerce created the dot-com bubble, RFID tags took decades to become cost-effective, and 3D printing's future remains uncertain. Incumbent shipping companies largely resisted containerization due to cultural indifference towards supply chain efficiency. The innovation came from outside the industry, through Malcolm McLean, a trucking entrepreneur. Similarly, today's logistics incumbents resist change despite claiming to embrace innovation, as they've heavily invested in legacy systems. Containerization succeeded not by solving a shipping problem, but by addressing inefficiencies across the entire supply chain. Its widespread adoption faced resistance from numerous stakeholders, but eventually prevailed through compelling economics and market forces. The lesson for today's innovators is that successful solutions require deep understanding of underlying issues rather than merely addressing symptoms. For innovation to succeed, most stakeholders must benefit, not just a select few. Amazon has evolved from an online bookseller to a diversified corporation spanning software services, consumer goods, groceries, and on-demand meals. To support its massive sales operation, Amazon has developed world-leading logistics capabilities that have transformed customer service expectations and disrupted the entire retail industry. Logistics represents both a massive cost center and a vital component of Amazon's business development strategy. The company has deliberately pursued multiple strategic goals: reducing costs through economies of scale and buying power, driving revenue growth by leveraging logistics capabilities to differentiate services, and opening its platforms and fulfillment centers to third-party retailers to increase utilization. While Amazon initially relied heavily on third-party providers like UPS and FedEx, it has increasingly insourced its logistics operations and now competes with traditional providers through services like Fulfilled by Amazon. Amazon's logistics costs have risen from 24.9% to 31% of net revenues over 5 years, with significant increases in 2020 due to COVID-19 impacts. The company has developed compelling service offerings across four core logistics competencies: fulfillment, last mile, air cargo, and road freight/trucking. Amazon's fulfillment network began in 1997 with centers in Seattle and Delaware, quickly expanding internationally to Germany and the UK. The company now operates hundreds of fulfillment centers globally, with the largest concentration in the United States, 293 centers with over 200 million square feet of capacity. In last-mile logistics, Amazon launched its program in 2014 after UPS and FedEx missed deliveries during the 2013 holiday season. Rather than employing drivers directly, Amazon Logistics uses subcontractors through its delivery service partner scheme and independent contractors via Amazon Flex. This model gives Amazon greater bargaining power than with major carriers while prioritizing service, reliability, and speed. Amazon has rapidly become a major force in air cargo, starting with trials in 2015 and expanding to lease 40 aircraft through contracts with Atlas Air and ATSG. By 2021, Amazon purchased 11 Boeing 767-300 aircraft outright. This air network gives Amazon better visibility and control over its fulfillment operations, allowing inventory to be redirected between facilities and providing crucial capacity during peak periods. For road freight, Amazon has built its own fleet of long-haul trucks and trailers for trunking between distribution centers while still contracting out much of its line-haul transportation. Since 2015, Amazon has purchased thousands of trailers optimized for its infrastructure, enabling better inventory reallocation when demand shifts. Amazon faces mounting challenges from politicians, regulators, and labor organizations concerned about its market dominance and worker treatment. Regulators fear anti-competitive practices, particularly regarding its Fulfilled by Amazon operation, allegedly self-preferencing third-party marketplace customers using its logistics services. Meanwhile, the International Brotherhood of Teamsters has established a special Amazon division to unionize warehouse workers and drivers. Despite these challenges, Amazon continues to innovate in sustainability, investing over $1 billion in electric vehicle manufacturer Rivian and ordering 100,000 electric delivery vans. The company has launched 206 renewable energy projects globally and established a $2 billion climate pledge fund for sustainable technologies. Amazon's extensive logistics infrastructure proved crucial during pandemic lockdowns, enabling continuous delivery of essential supplies when traditional retail faltered, further strengthening its market position as physical retailers struggled to survive. The direct-to-consumer, DTC model has transformed how manufacturers connect with end customers, a shift accelerated dramatically during the COVID-19 pandemic. When lockdowns closed traditional retail channels, companies with established DTC operations maintained sales while others scrambled to develop similar capabilities. Consumers increasingly prefer buying directly from brands for numerous reasons: direct interaction, authenticity assurance, complete product ranges, accurate information, better customer service, and emotional connection with brand values. While traditional distribution channels allow manufacturers to focus on production while retailers handle downstream activities, DTC requires manufacturers to manage everything from forecasting to inventory management, storage, logistics, and returns. This more complex model gives manufacturers critical customer data that retailers previously guarded, enabling better production scheduling and inventory management. DTC also allows smaller manufacturers to bypass traditional retail gatekeepers, control the customer experience, and build deeper brand relationships. Success with DTC isn't guaranteed, as it requires entirely new skills, capabilities, and culture. Manufacturers must establish retail networks and digital offerings, build supply chain technology for downstream visibility, develop last-mile delivery solutions, transform warehouse operations for single-item picking, potentially create new distribution networks, and handle returns and customer service. Additionally, manufacturers risk competing with their traditional retail partners. DTC transforms logistics requirements from unitized flows to high-volume single-item picking with fast delivery demands. Companies must select appropriate warehouse management systems, potentially incorporating automation, and design warehouses that support both single-item fulfillment and distribution to retail outlets. Effective carrier negotiation is crucial, considering dimensional weights for lightweight bulky goods, offering delivery options with time slots, providing returns collection services, and addressing international shipping complexities. The healthcare sector is exploring DTC models adapted for pharmaceutical distribution. Direct-to-patient, DTP, is gaining attention due to growing medication needs, hospital bed blocking from inadequate home care, overstretched facilities, doctor shortages, and pharmacies' inability to store delicate therapeutic products. The pharmaceutical cold chain logistics market reached $12.6 billion globally and grows 8-9% annually, driven by biologics, insulin, and vaccine proliferation in developing markets, and personalized medicine for cancer treatment. Beyond simple DTP prescription delivery, higher-value home care services are gaining popularity with healthcare providers to reduce pressure on hospitals and doctors. These services involve partnerships between home care providers and delivery companies with varying levels of complexity, from low-tech self-administration of oral medications to complex bespoke home care solutions requiring professional administration. The DTC model offers greater customer engagement, brand control, and increased profitability through disintermediation, but it isn't suitable for all companies due to supply chain and logistics complexities. For logistics providers, this shift means fewer predictable flows between manufacturer warehouses and retail distribution centers, replaced by direct parcel shipments to customers. In healthcare, centralized online pharmacies offer cost-effective services that will grow rapidly, requiring reliable, speedy delivery services from parcel operators. 3D printing represents a major technological innovation with profound implications for logistics and supply chains. As a key element of the fourth industrial revolution, additive manufacturing offers an alternative to traditional production methods by building products layer by layer from materials like plastic, ceramics, or metal powders using computer-aided design. Originally developed for prototyping, 3D printing creates products by adding layers of material rather than using traditional subtractive manufacturing techniques. The technology offers compelling advantages: faster prototype iteration, lower lead times, elimination of tools and molds, reduced component weight without compromising strength, fewer required parts, less material waste, easier replacement parts, design optimization, customization opportunities, and reduced supply chain risk. Despite its potential, 3D printing adoption has progressed slower than anticipated due to multiple barriers: corporate inertia, complacency about change, fear of failure, regulatory burdens, talent shortages, risk aversion, printing time, cost per piece, lack of material standardization, quality assurance concerns, counterfeiting risks, and intellectual property issues. Additional logistics-related challenges include customs implications, potentially reduced tariff revenue as international shipping declines, and difficulties in regulating locally produced goods. 3D printing could become the most disruptive phenomenon to impact global industry since the assembly lines emerged in the early 20th century. With inventory and waiting comprising 92% of assembly time in automotive manufacturing and related transport amounting to 45.3 billion ton-miles in the U.S. alone, these hidden costs are rarely considered when comparing traditional manufacturing with 3D printing. The technology will transform complex supply chains by replacing intermediate goods with raw printing materials, eliminating multiple inventory tiers and the need for global movement of components. Various industries are embracing 3D printing at different rates. In automotive, applications range from prototyping to production parts, with companies developing digital libraries for on-demand spare parts printing. The aerospace sector leads adoption, with Boeing using 3D printed parts since 2003 and now flying 50,000 such components. GE's initiative printing fuel nozzle injectors has reduced part counts from 855 to 12 in turboprop engines. The construction industry is exploring 3D printing to address labor shortages and reduce waste, with companies like Winsun printing complete houses. 3D printing poses both threats and opportunities for logistics companies. In the medium term, as parts production shifts to 3D printing in high-tech sectors, supply chains will simplify with reduced inventory requirements. Manufacturing companies will invest in the technology to capture more value, potentially causing Asian-tier suppliers to lose business. With less dependence on cheap labor, production could be reshored, though China's manufacturing expertise may be difficult to replicate elsewhere. Logistics companies are investing heavily in 3D printing technology, recognizing both short-term opportunities and potential long-term disruption. UPS launched a 3D printing network in 2016 with printers in 60 U.S. stores and a factory in Louisville, allowing customers to place orders centrally with parts printed at optimal locations. FedEx followed with FedEx Forward depots in 2018, though their product remains in early development. The COVID-19 pandemic highlighted 3D printing's potential when manufacturers struggled to source critical components due to supplier shutdowns and logistics breakdowns. In the U.S. alone, 3D printing produced 38 million face shield parts, 12 million nasal swabs, 2.5 million ear savers, and other critical items between February-July 2020. The technology's advantage was its quick setup time, filling gaps until traditional manufacturing could scale up. Blockchain technology offers a permanent digital record of transactions stored across a decentralized network of computers, with each block containing cryptographically sealed transaction records. While public blockchains are maintained by independent computers, providing trust through consensus, private blockchains require registered participants following owner-established rules. Despite over half of supply chain executives considering blockchain a game changer, challenges remain, including lack of comprehensive standards and technical limitations. For innovators to succeed in the blockchain space, they must tackle industry problems that, when fixed, will release value that can be captured. With industry estimates indicating 10% of all freight invoices contain inaccurate data, including duplications, wrong charges, and incorrect fees, blockchain can power leaner, more automated, and error-free processes through smart contracts, agreements with embedded business rules that operate independently of centralized control. Real-world blockchain implementations demonstrate its versatility across supply chains. IBM improved its asset management by creating a single source of truth that tracks items from manufacturing through deployment, capturing changes even outside IBM systems. Visibility platforms like OriginTrail enable data exchange between multi-organizational supply chains using common standards, while Provenance gives products digital passports that verify their journey from creation to sale. Today's supply chains struggle with fragmentation and information silos that prevent true visibility. As e-commerce accelerates, conventional supply chain structures and their supporting information systems cannot cope with the massive data generated by mobile devices and sensors. Blockchain offers irrefutable transparency by recording information flow across the entire supply chain, holding participants accountable even when they're several tiers removed from the supply chain owner. Trust binds commercial relationships through contracts and legislative conventions, but today's fragmented, high-velocity supply chains need a new trust model. Traditional models rely on third parties as reference points, banks guaranteeing fund transfers, or brokers managing transaction flows. Blockchain protocols eliminate this requirement by distributing trust across a network using mathematics and cryptography, with consensus rules replacing single intermediaries. Smart contracts represent another powerful blockchain application, agreements with embedded business rules that operate independently of centralized control. These self-executing contracts function like computer applications, stored on the blockchain and executing according to their embedded rules. Their blockchain-based storage makes tampering or subverting contract-related transactions virtually impossible, creating a secure system of record for ownership, operational lifecycle, and related value stores. Despite its potential, blockchain faces several key limitations. Latency and scalability issues affect transaction processing speed, with confirmation times more similar to airline booking systems than credit card processing. Energy consumption represents another significant challenge, explaining why blockchain processing farms locate in regions with cheap energy and cool temperatures. The regulatory landscape remains underdeveloped, creating uncertainty around dispute resolution. As blockchain adoption increases across supply chains, its ability to streamline and accelerate information flows becomes increasingly compelling. The industry will transform when a neutral third-party technology platform emerges that records inventory, order, and shipment transactions without being controlled by a single commercial entity. The most promising applications appear to be in food, perishables, and pharmaceuticals, sectors particularly vulnerable to counterfeiting risks. The fourth industrial revolution will profoundly impact transport, logistics, and supply chain industries, though whether positively or negatively depends on choices made in coming years. By 2035, each logistics segment will have distinct technological characteristics. Road freight will transition from diesel to electric vehicles in urban areas and natural gas/hydrogen for longer distances. Vehicles will feature high automation with platooning on trunk roads, though drivers will remain legally required despite minimal driving roles. Warehousing will become largely automated with AI-controlled robots, particularly serving e-commerce with frequent single-item picking. Freight forwarding will remain essential for international trade, though quotation, documentation, and booking will be automated. Forwarders will evolve into control tower managers, using AI to assess risks and reroute shipments. Their unique visibility across multiple transport networks and ability to consolidate shipments will prevent disintermediation and maintain their competitive advantage. By 2035, shipping will be powered by electric engines, ammonia, or LNG, with increasing autonomy, though not entirely crewless. Ship spare parts will be 3D printed at ports and delivered by drones, while onboard sensors enable predictive maintenance. Larger ships will increase capacity but limit port access, creating networks of smaller feeder vessels connecting smaller ports in developing regions. Electric vehicles will dominate last-mile delivery with dense recharging networks and increasing autonomy, though vehicle managers will replace drivers to handle final delivery. The market will diversify with drone delivery to remote areas, robot delivery in urban settings, crowd shipping using public transport and personal vehicles, and on-demand operations complementing traditional hub-and-spoke networks. Though globalization has integrated the world economy since the 1980s through outsourcing and comparative advantage, it won't necessarily continue as the dominant supply chain dynamic. Supply chains will rebalance through regionalization of distribution and eventually location-specific supply chains. 3D printing will accelerate localization of both upstream and downstream supply chains, potentially reducing intermediate goods movement and unraveling Factory Asia by rebundling Tier 1 Plus activities. Emerging markets are transforming from low-cost labor sources to consumption markets. Products manufactured in developing regions increasingly stay there, meaning global economic growth no longer generates pre-2008 trade levels. The world's 10 fastest-growing megacities are all in emerging markets, creating their own economies of scale with local/regional production facilities customized to local tastes. Every aspect of society and business is being transformed by innovative solutions, with the supply chain and logistics sector no exception. Innovators from outside the industry are scrutinizing its greatest challenges and developing entirely new business models. Survival for industry incumbents will depend on their ability to continually examine the value they generate and adapt to the new business environment. The next decade will see widespread adoption of warehouse automation, alternative fuels, autonomous vehicles, IoT, AI, 3D printing, and blockchain. Adoption speed depends largely on improvements to existing technologies and the development of supporting infrastructure. Supply chains will evolve from globalized east-west flows to more complex regional and localized networks, especially serving megacities in the developing world, creating a fundamentally transformed global logistics landscape that bears little resemblance to today's systems.